Om Shanti. Good afternoon. Beautiful sun in the room. For this afternoon, we have the program 5:30 till 6:30. We have Sister Kyoko on transforming anger. And then from 6:30 after traffic control until 6:45, we'll have Sister Vicky for some more exercises. So that body and spirit is completely open for meeting Daddy Jenki, because 6:45 we'll go to Harmony Hall from 7 till 7:30 there will be meditation, and after there will be a class from Daddy Jenki. This morning we had a beautiful workshop of Gopi Ben, and she promised to give the handout. So I have the handouts here, those two, the beautiful drawings, and here the steps, the five steps. And I would like to see the hands of who wants these handouts, because then I can make a copy with the right amount. Thank you. Okay. And then I would like to point out your attention today, this afternoon. The flip chart will be used, but we want a flip chart, especially for you also, that when you have your point of the Murli, I will write it down, point of the Murli. If you would write your point of the Murli of self-respect, if you would like to write it down, so that we get a whole list of points of self-respect. And so we can type it out, and then we can hand it out to you. Then we have a beautiful list of different kinds of points of self-respect, which you can use all the time. Okay, now I want to welcome Sister Kyoko from Japan. Sister Kyoko. Sister Kyoko is born in Japan, and she took Gyan in 2000 in California, and in 2005 she moved to San Francisco, USA. She is a teacher of music in schools, and she is facilitating retreats at Anabuti Retreat Center in San Francisco. She gives seminars, workshops, lunch meditation, and she teaches Raja Yoga to the Water Department of San Francisco. And she also gives a Living Values Education Program. And what we are having today with Sister Kyoko is transforming anger. Please give a big hand and a warm applause for Sister Kyoko.
Thank you. I will take this off too. And so I'll be standing by the board and talking, if that's okay. So my name is Sister Kyoko, and I live at the San Francisco Center, as I was introduced. And I've been doing this Transforming Anger seminar for about 4 years. And it's not that I became anger-free. It's something I'm still working on. So it's just sharing of what I have learned and what I have been working on. And so your questions are welcome, and your comments are welcome. And so we can all learn together. And if you personally share your stories, it stays in this room. It doesn't go outside this room. Is that okay with you? Because sometimes we share very personal things. And this is what I tell everyone, the participants, that, you know, we don't necessarily repeat what we hear outside. Okay? All right. So, everybody knows about anger, right? And so I have a list of things that we can work on. What are the feelings that come with anger when you become angry, upset? What are the feelings? And if somebody who has a good writing maybe can make a list here. Is that okay if somebody can do that? Okay. Okay, so what are the negative feelings that come with anger? You can just brainstorm. Frustration. Irritation. Feeling insulted. Being upset. Powerless. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Jealousy. Disrespect. Revenge. Yeah, vengeance. Yes. Unsuccessful. Okay. Hurt. Uncontrolled. Loss of control, maybe lack of control. Okay, good. Stressed. One more time. Feeling hot. Heated. Okay. Exhausted. Okay, that's very good. What other negative feelings, emotions that come with anger? When you become angry, yeah. Feelings, emotions. Sadness, yes. Feeling alive? Telling lies. Intolerance, okay. That's an action actually. You feel like shouting. Yeah, I understand. Lack of self-respect, yeah. So, anger is really related to our theme for the retreat. Anything else? Fear. Okay, yes. Disheartened. Yes. Anything else? Shivering, you said? Okay. You feel like shaking inside. Rage. Anxiety. So we can all relate to these feelings, right? We know. Anything else? Vengeance? Somebody said that, I think, already. Oh, tension. Thank you. Tension. Yes. Tensed up. Yes. There was somebody said that wasn't written. Hurt. Somebody said hurt. That, you know, the hurt is important because anger is actually a secondary emotion. So what's the first one? Yeah. So what happens is, when we feel insulted, hurt inside, anger comes. We become upset. And then all these feelings will come. So anger is a secondary emotion. Primary emotion is being hurt. Somebody somehow got to the bottom of feeling hurt. So, in order to transform angry feelings, we have to get to the part that we feel being hurt and not to go there. And so when you feel these negative emotions, we have to transform them into something positive. And then one of the techniques that, the seminar called Positive Thinking, we use this, the same thing. It's called SOS. The first S stands for stopping the thought. So negative feeling comes and you start thinking negatively about someone or some events or yourself. And so you have to stop yourself. Okay, stop. I'm thinking about this negative thing. Let me just stop. And the O stands for observing the thought and the situation. So, Baba always says, detach and observe, become a detached observer. And so you ask yourself, why am I feeling this way right now? And then there's always a reason for negative feeling, negative thinking. Because your thought is triggered by something. Sometimes you just remember what happened in the past. Just comes. Sometimes you look at someone you don't know, but then that someone looks like someone you know from somewhere. So that triggers a memory of that someone you know, even though you're looking at someone new. And then it triggers memories. And sometimes you smell something, and that triggers memory from the past that associates with something negative. So all these triggers are there. And so you have to think about the trigger. So become a detached observer and observe your thought. And then the last S stands for steering away, changing direction. So for example, let's say you know of someone who's kind of picky. Whatever you do is wrong. Whatever you say, you always feel like being corrected by this person. So you start labeling this person. Oh, she's always picky. She always picks on me and I don't like it. I want to just stay away from this person. So you start thinking negatively. So you have to stop yourself. Oh, wait a minute. I'm thinking negatively about this person. Let me just think. What happened? Okay, in the past, This happened with this soul, so I'm thinking again. Okay, what can I do? You have to transform your thoughts. So, someone who's like that is actually trying to help you in a way that you are becoming better each time. And somebody is, you know, like that is accurate, want to do more, things productively, bring in more efficiency in the work. So it's not necessarily a bad thing. And somebody who's like that can be, she is a very detail-oriented person. You know? And detail-oriented is not a bad quality. I should be like her. I should be like him. It's a good thing. And, you know, every time, you know, I'm being corrected, but that's okay. There's, everybody has a room to grow. And I'm becoming much, much better every time. So when you start thinking positively about someone's, you know, you thought negatively before, you can't make enemy out of anyone. You're gonna be, you know, friendly towards anyone, and you're going to become friends with everyone. So start thinking positively about same situation. Nothing has changed. Everything is the same. It's just the way you think has changed. And we have the power to do it. Nobody else can make us do. But we have the power to do it. We know about mind integrated sanskaras, right? And how do you change our own sanskaras? Of course, Baba helps us, but we have to change our thought. So SOS really works. And as you do more and more, you get better at it. And you get faster. So you go from negative thinking to transforming right away. Like that. But it takes practice. So, start practicing. Anytime you start feeling negatively or thinking negatively, just go through this process. And see what happens in like a few days. Or maybe about a week or so. Okay? And then another yukti is called the no three E's. So no ego, no negative emotions, such as those ones, and no expectations. So, no ego means, when you say to yourself, I am right, and he's wrong, she's wrong, they're doing it wrong, my way is right. That's called ego. So, when you start thinking that way, it's a red flag. You have to stop yourself. Okay. It's not that I'm right, she's wrong. It's just the difference of doing, you know, way of doing things. And it's okay to be different. It's not a right or wrong. So, we have to revisit. When we think about this is the only way, you know, Sister Gopi said packaging, same thing. No negative emotions, no expectations. This is difficult, I'm sure, for the parents, because we have expectations on good behavior, appropriate, you know, language, whatever you want children to do. When they go out of the, you know, your expectations, we go into one of those things and then become upset and angry. But, you know how even your children, even your husband, wife, relatives, good friends, we can't change anybody else. Right? We know that. We cannot change somebody else, and we cannot change the past. These two, we already know, we cannot change. We can only change what happens inside. So, this is kind of wasting time when you have expectations on others. We should have hopes and good wishes for others. But we can't have expectations. We can have them, actually, but we can't really have a scenario, okay, this is what she has to do, and that's the only way. Then when somebody breaks your expectations, what happens? We get really, really disappointed and go into one of those emotions. So it's not worth our time, actually. So it's better not to have expectations, but have hope and have good wishes for them. Okay, so that's the no three E's. And then perspectives and beliefs. I have to kind of go fast because usually this anger seminar is done in 4 sessions and each session takes 1.5 hours. So, you know, in order to condense everything in 1 hour, I have to speak fast and go fast. But hopefully we have a question-answer session at the end. So, there is a story of a shoe salesman. They were sent to a country to sell their products, the shoes. And so, when they got there, they found out the people on this land, nobody wore shoes. So one of the salesperson people said, you know what? Let's go home because nobody wears shoes. We have no business being here. Let's pack up and go. And then other salesperson said, great opportunity. we can teach these people how to wear our products. We're going to be millionaires. Let's start working. So who's going to be successful? Second person, right? Same situation, but completely different perspectives, completely different view of life. So it's like saying, you know, glass is half full, half empty. Same thing, but different opinions. So, might as well think positively and just see the possibilities. It's endless. That's what Baba is trying to teach us, right? See everything with a positive view. And everything works out. Baba is always holding our hands, ready to help with any situation. And then we forget that Baba is right next to us. Right? So, perspectives are very important thing in, you know, managing angry thoughts. So, let's start thinking positively. And then, it's important to use I am statement. Not that I can't do it, it's because this, this, that, or I would not do this, or I may be able to. You know, these are kind of weak thoughts. We have to stay in the present moment and always use the positive words. So not to say, I will not do this, but say, I am. I am powerful. I am the one with Suhag. Remember Baba talked about being, you know, eternally wed to our eternal husband. Point of self-respect. So always, I am. Can somebody try that right now? I am statement. I am the master of almighty authority. Good. What else? I am knowledgeable. I am successful. I am cheerful. Very good. It becomes easy as you do this all the time. And then when I do this for the public, people have a hard time. I am... they have to really think hard because they're not used to thinking this way. We know what to do about positive thinking. We know Baba gives us blessings every day. Slogan every day. So we know what to do. But you know, people are not used to do this. And sometimes we get into bad habit of thinking this and that too. But when you do this, you know, like just like brushing your teeth before going to bed, you become better at it too. And you start feeling what your statement is. So you start believing who you are. Okay, I am a master almighty authority. One with all powers. Just like Baba, I am. And so, you're going to think positively about yourself. And then there's no room for Maya. So, try these different kind of yuktis. Every time you feel negatively about someone, your children, a situation, somebody cut in front of me at the grocery store, it's okay. It's just maybe a difference of 2 minutes. You just have to wait. And it's okay. No big thing. Maybe she or he had to go in front of me. There was a reason. And we don't know everything. What, you know, the reason why other people do this and that. So, just be patient. I am. I have a power to tolerate. I am a patient person. Just tell yourself, I am. Okay? And then, this morning we already talked about differences between responding and reacting. So maybe, can somebody summarize that? Do you remember, did you take notes this morning? It was a very good class. So can somebody summarize the difference between these two? What is responding? So neutral offering. Good. What else? Listening carefully to what other people are trying to convey. Yeah. Anything else? No aggression, no pushing your opinions. Okay, very good. And so what is reacting? Negative emotion, right away it happens. So reacting, of course, is the opposite of responding. So responding, like I heard this morning, there's a buffer, like a cushion. So, okay, let's say something happens in front of you, a scene comes. And then without thinking, without taking a moment, you just go into emotions, and then you just say something or perform actions right away. Without, you know, analyzing, okay, wait a minute, let me just think this scene. Very interesting scene. Let me just step back. So when you respond, you are becoming, again, a detached observer. Right? It's called a saksha drishta. Becoming an observer. And then, reacting is not doing that. We forget to become an observer. So, when you become an observer, you take a deep breath, first of all. Let me just go over this situation. Okay, my children are doing this, and I don't approve of that usually, and I usually start yelling at them right away, but this time, I'm going to calmly analyze this situation, and let me just respond. Go into the place of love. Remember, a couple of days ago, maybe it was yesterday, Vedanta Man said, teach your children with love. Do everything with love. Then they will understand. They can listen. Because they feel they'll be heard also. Realization. Yes. So, that's what we have to do. Responding is so important. And we know, I know you do, we all know what to do, but sometimes we go into the emotions first. So when you feel emotionally negative, that's the checkpoint. Okay, wait, I don't want to go there anymore. I've learned all these yuktis from different classes, and I need to really start practicing now. Let me just become strong. Let me just face myself. Because when you have negative feelings about anyone, not just your children, but anyone, it's actually a reflection of who you are. You're seeing yourself like a mirror on the other person. And, you know, I had to go through that too. Several years ago, there was a soul whom I have to face almost every day, and it was a difficult, you know, sanskara clashing happening. And I used to, in my mind, defame so much about this soul. Like, this soul is not doing this, this is not good, not following, you know, certain things, I don't like it, da 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 da, so many list of things. And then in my mind, always defaming. Defaming. And then, of course, you know, the soul was feeling that negative vibration from me. So, you know, soul was reacting negatively towards me. So then we always had this conflict for a long, long time. And I thought to myself, how can I resolve this? And I'm still not realizing what I was doing. Always it was like other person's fault, other soul's fault. And then 1 year, I came to Madhuban. It was also December. And I met a soul in the same room. Very sweet sister. And she and I were going through the same exact thing. Different center, different situation, the same, so much, everything was like same situations. And I thought, wow, somebody, you know, actually understood my feelings, and I understood her feelings because we were going through the same things. But the difference was, this soul was so sweet, and she said to me, but you know, Sister Kyoko, I think I have to really, you know, observe my situation and change myself. Because, you know, it's not good to think negatively about others. And that was an eye-opening moment for me. And I realized, whatever I was thinking about this soul negatively was reflecting everything back on me. And then all the negative situations, negative things I was going through, I was the source of it. I made everything that was happening to me, and I was the source of it. And I came to the conclusion, unless I change this negative thinking about this soul, nothing will change. And so from that moment on, I started to think, okay, this soul is just like me, effort maker, a Baba's child. And I start thinking positively about this soul. This soul is actually a good soul. Very humorous, serviceable, and working very hard at her, you know, degree. She was going to a master's degree program. And very, very hardworking. And in her own way, doing very good service and, you know, doing her best. So, you know, I started to change myself thinking about negative things. And when I got home from Madhuban after that trip, everything changed. Even before I went back, things were changing. I didn't know. But when I arrived there, everything changed. And it was like everything, you know, was to the, you know, likeliness of mine. Like everything was for me. And I was like, wow, this was easy. Why didn't I do this 2 years ago? Then I didn't have to go through this pain and suffering of personal conflict. And it went on for a long time. It was silly. And so that's how you transform situations, people, have the good wishes, hopes. And then eventually, this soul moved on somewhere else. So I didn't have to deal with this and that at all. And so of course Baba helps. Baba sent these souls to help after, you know, after this personal learning. This soul I met in Madhuban. Baba sends a soul, messenger. Okay, daughter, this is time to change. It's going too long. I'm going to send you a teacher, an instrument soul. So you can, you know, uplift yourself. But I had to realize it. I have to go through personal change. But it works. So if you want to change someone, we have to change ourselves. And it's a good thing, because you're looking at the mirror, you're looking at yourself, whatever negative things that we feel, it's actually about who we are. And then, you know about this, assertiveness and aggressiveness. So what's the difference? Can somebody define assertiveness? It's like the, you know, polarities we talked about. Assertiveness is actually somewhere in the middle. And then the one on the other side is like too shy, like too meekish. You know what meekish is? Like, it's okay. I'm just going to stay. You know, the turtle, being a turtle. Or teddy bear, sorry. I think it's more like a teddy bear. It's okay. I just let go. Doesn't matter. And then the aggressive, like the shark, right? You just go into rage and start list things like, you're this, you're that, da 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 da. So one in the middle is being assertive. So what is assertiveness? How do you become assertive? You insist your opinion, okay. Okay, you say what you want to say, but with a respect. Very good. What is the strength? Inner strength, yeah. Bringing out inner strength. Very good. Yeah. From the place of peace. So, when you want to convey your message, we don't have to do that in an angry mode. We don't have to be aggressive. But again, we use I statement. Yes, from the calm place, from the cool place. So Gopi Ben also shared it this morning too. You can say, I feel hurt. You can say that if you felt hurt. I feel hurt when you use this language with me. I feel a little bit upset when you say this in front of others. So I would like you to not do that anymore. But when you say this, you have to be in a very, very peaceful state of mind. State of Om Shanti. Because if you have any trace of these negative emotions or anger, it shows, and then other person feels that negative vibes from you, and you go, oh, this person's upset still. I don't have to listen to it because I don't feel respected. Then, you know, there's no conversation. Like again, we have to stay in the neutral position. Being neutral. Not this or not that, but staying very, very calm. Very, very cool. very, very respectful and peaceful. Yes. And sometimes they can see. You know, you might be using polite language, but then the eyes are still like, you know, enraged. Or, you know, upset. And then that would be still called aggression. Because you're not coming from the state of Om Shanti. So, you know, how to be assertive is conveying the message without feeling any kind of negative emotions. But it's okay to say, I feel. And then other person will go, you know, cool down too. And then you may have to take time. You may not, you know, do that right away when things happen. You may have to have a few hours or maybe a day or two to calm down, because the other person has to calm down too. Like children. So it's good to be in a place of peace. And then you can convey message. So that's what assertiveness comes. And then everybody knows philosophy of karma, right? So what is the philosophy of karma? Yeah. Whatever you do, you get a, you know, same or opposite reaction. So there are four things. First, everybody has a freedom. Freedom of thought. We're free to think whatever. And everybody has a choice. So we are free to choose. And the choice is yours. And the third one is called a responsibility. So when you choose your thought, you are responsible for your choice. Nobody else. And then, last one, you have to face consequences. And consequence could be something positive too. It doesn't have to be negative. So, everybody has a choice in life. Nothing new. The drama is accurate. But we can't just let, you know, drama happen. We have to choose wisely. And each moment, ask Baba. Right? That's what Baba says. Each step you take, ask Baba. Then there's no such thing as mistake. Because we're following Baba's voice. Baba gives you so many different yuktis and signals. We have to catch these signals. And so when we can catch and follow that diligently, each step is going to be accurate. And so, freedom, choice, responsibility, and consequences. And so when you do good actions, when you have good thought, action will be good, then the result will be good. And everybody becomes happy. Cooperative. We can do things together in such a way that nobody will say, oh, that's drama. Let Baba do it. You know, it's not like that, right? We become responsible for our thought, our actions. And then we'll have the feeling of cooperation. Okay, let's do this together. Let's not just say, Baba will do it. Of course, Baba will help, but we have to put out effort. And then everything will be fun, more entertaining. And then when we accomplish something together, we just feel so good, like, oh, we did it together, yay! We accomplished something, and it was with everybody's cooperation. every soul helped. And we feel so good. And then we feel like, okay, let's do it again. We can do it again. And it's a wonderful feeling when we do service together. We can, you know the eight powers, the picture of cooperation, power to cooperate. Everybody has a finger of cooperation and we can lift the mountain. And it's true. We all experience that. We know about it. And so, that's the philosophy of karma. And what is the source of all suffering? We all know it. Body consciousness. But that's like overall picture. Parents know this one. Attachment. Yeah. Source of all suffering is attachment. Attachment to ideas, attachment to material things, people. Yes, name, fame, roles. I want to receive respect. I want to be praised. When I do this, people should appreciate, you know, all these things. And then that's called expectation also. So when you do something and you expect everybody to praise you, like, oh, today's bhoga is so good. Who prepared it? You know, you feel respected, right? Appreciate it. But we don't need to go there. Because Baba knows you did it. Baba knows you looked after all the, you know, dirty dishes, whatever. You put everything away. Yes. I did it with Baba. So, it's okay if nobody helped. It's okay if nobody saw you did it. You know you did it with Baba. So that's the happiness, right? Nobody has to say, oh, Kyoko, you did a good job. No. We know. Baba knows. And sometimes, you know, in the incognito way, people see it too. They may not say it, but they see it and then appreciate it. And then you just get the vibration too sometimes. And that gives you inner strength, right? Inner happiness. And so happiness doesn't depend on somebody else's praises or defamation, really. We can't depend on somebody to make us happy or somebody to make us sad. Yeah. Exactly. It's an internal thing. And of course, Baba. Baba knows. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's true. We know the truth. So we don't have to depend on anybody to make us angry either. We don't need to go there. So, how do you transform? This is the last thing. If you have your notebook, in the middle of your page, if you can write this, transforming anger, and have these things, and then make a leg, or you can call it arms, and then think about the opposite of these negative feelings, emotions. Think about the values, virtues, special qualities that you can use to transform anger. So let's brainstorm. I'm not going to list it. You can write it. Maybe just take like 30 seconds to jot them down. And then we can brainstorm. Okay, so if you have your notebook, quickly you can write. What virtues, values, qualities you can use to combat anger? Om Shanti. So you can just brainstorm. Shrimad? Okay. We want to bring out qualities, specific qualities. Of course, we follow Shrimad. We know that. We do that. Like, for example, love. You know? Yes. You were going to say love. Okay, good. You thought. Yeah. Detachment. Compassionate. Compassion. Understanding. Mercy. Very good. Respect. Humble. Humility. Being humble. Yes. Mercy. Easiness. Good. Knowledgeable. Self-realization. Okay, good. Trust. Introvertedness. Yeah, today's slogan was about antarmukh. Yeah, introversion. So important. Accuracy, determination. Maybe obedience. Maybe following Srimad is like obedience. Forgiveness. Yes, that's so important. We have to forgive ourselves first and then forgive others. Because we can't see the whole picture. We don't know the situation. Sense of humor. Very good. We have to enjoy drama. Yeah. Laugh. Yeah. I want to be happy. Happiness. Yeah. Whatever happens, determined to be happy. Giving good wishes. Tolerance. Acceptance. Compassion. Yes, absolutely. All these things you're writing, you can use. That's true. Very good. Smiling. Okay, it takes courage though to go there. To put a smiling face. First we have to think positively, then the face changes, right? We can't just make up a smiley face. But then feeling, you know, negatively inside still, the attitude shows in the eyes. You know, in the features. So we have to go to the place of courage. Right. Yeah. Right. People come sometimes. It goes both ways. Yeah. But this is more about the self, right? Changing the self. Very good. Yeah. Remember the two sales people. Two salespeople. Completely different perspective. And then in this seminar, I usually have a picture of some event. And I just show it around the room. And then people make up a story. Okay, look at this picture. What's the scenario? Look at the picture and then just make up a story. And then we just have like two people share the story. And then, completely different stories. Same picture, completely different. And then I say, oh, this is actually da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, that's happening. Actually, I made up the story too. So, it depends on the eye of the beholder, right? Whoever's seen the picture has a story. So, your perspective, their perspective, it's different. And it's okay to be different. So there's no, you know, need to go into anger. It's just we're so unique and different. Rejection of personality? Projection, yes. So we have to go into that place of understanding, acceptance again. Okay? Any question? The last question, because I see Sister Vicky just walked in. Any? Okay, so I have the handouts at home, and I can probably send it to you electronically if you like to receive them when we get home. So maybe we can make a list of email addresses if you like. Then I can send it to you when we go back to our service home. Okay. Thank you, Om Shanti.
So thank you very much, Sister Kyoko, on this beautiful talk, workshop for transforming anger. And I just want to add, because it's beautiful that Sister Kyoko wants to send the handout. We are in the process of making a list where everybody of the participants can add their email addresses if they have, so that we can email the information. So, but I will mention it when it's ready, so that you can put down your email address.